Hi, I'm Cornelius Gruppe. I'm a neurologist and senior research chemist here at SleepThinker. Did you ever notice how many stupid people surround you? If you didn't, then you might be one of them, in which case you can turn off this video and carry on with your life. It's no secret that morons and idiots are the majority of the world's population. They're not suddenly going to get smarter or start acting reasonably. It's you who will have to change. You're in the minority. We have developed a pill, which, depending upon active ingredient concentration, can reduce a person's IQ permanently. We have minus 10, minus 30, and the strongest minus 50. But why should I consider lowering it, you might ask? Because life is easier, and the world is a much happier place when you're dumb. Wouldn't you like that? We recommend lowering your IQ to around 70. But don't worry, with an IQ of 70, you can still tie your shoelaces and write an average rap song. Simply speaking, the pill softens your mind, but it still needs to be reprogrammed. So after taking the pill, you spend the rest of the day in your room listening to Lil Wayne and Pitbull music, also reading The Sun and watching MTV. You then take a nice hot bath, go to sleep, and in the morning, you wake up dumber than you were the day before. Self-awareness, decency, lack of confidence, even fear will cease to exist. Jump off the roof, drive drunk, set your own flatulence on fire. All of these meaningless and dangerous activities that you never tried will become very enjoyable and fun. Now, unfortunately, there is one side effect that I must mention. All those people that you had no concern about will suddenly start to annoy you. People of other races, other sexual orientation, people with more money, basically anyone different from you. But the good thing is that you won't have to hate them on your own. You'll make plenty of like-minded friends, because you'll be in the majority. So think about it. The world's a much brighter place when you're not too bright for it. To find out more information about Minus IQ, visit our company's website at www.sleepthinker.com.
In the United Kingdom, there was a headline that said that breathing causes climate change. The "you're the carbon they are trying to reduce" meme is becoming a little too real for my liking. But we have to think about what that means. We now live in a time where we have to justify our entire existence to our Malthusian overlords. And so I cannot stress enough, ladies and gentlemen, how critical it is that we recognize and reject the manipulative argumentation that they confront us with. What the people who use these types of arguments are trying to instill in you is that your rights are dependent on your compliance and your obedience. But if there is one thing that your founding fathers understood, it is that your rights are your rights, not because the government says so, but because God says so.
Yeah, folks, you are causing climate change by breathing. And if you believe that's true, well, maybe you have taken one of those stupid pills. That's a great little clip. I think I showed you that maybe 5 or 10 years ago. I had that clip on one of my videos. It's still quite relevant today, I would suggest. And we are really going to be in for an interesting year, I think, this year, folks. There's going to be a lot happening in 2024. A lot happening here at the Secret Garden. Still in a bit of a state of disrepair, but definitely coming along. But yeah, I think we're going to be in for a really, really interesting year, folks. Going to be a year of excitement, as if 2023 wasn't a year of excitement already. It's crazy, isn't it? Like, look what they've done to human consciousness in the last 4 or 5 years. Like, since 2019. It's been incredible to see, really. I mean, think of the world that we had in 2018, even early 2019, and look at what we've got now. Now, who would have thought? I mean, really, if you'd written this down as a movie, it would be too far-fetched. No one would buy into it. Now, what they've managed to do to the world, what they've managed to do to the human psyche, just in the last few years, through this whole COVID scam, everything that they've done. You know, I said in 2019, in March 2019, when the Christchurch shooting happened, I said, if you can think of 9/11, the 9/11 attacks as being the beginning of the end game, then the Christchurch shooting marked the beginning of the final move of the end game, and we were going to see a rapid escalation in the control grid. I even said at the time in March 2019, just after the Christchurch shooting happened, I said that I expect the world to be in lockdown within 12 to 18 months. And that's exactly what happened. And it's just been crazy since then. Look at all the stuff they've done to the human psyche. How they got people to believe all this shit, put masks on, do all this stuff to totally destroy themselves, harm their immune system. They're now saying that mortality rate in women in the United States is just out of control. Disability claims are up something like 55% in the United States. They're now putting defibrillators around London, I think in Twickenham. They're putting defibrillators, disguised as advertising boards if you're driving past, every 100 yards or so through Twickenham in London.
Okay, so I'm in Twickenham today and see lots of these popping up everywhere, defibrillator machines. You can see they're brand new. Okay, there's one, another 100 yards down the road. You'll notice how all of them, the advertising hoardings, facing towards the traffic, the oncoming traffic. So you look driving along, you think, oh, look, an advertising hoarding. Yeah, so you've just seen one. Number two. Okay, that's the second one. And we're in King Street now. King Street, Twickenham Town Centre. And all of a sudden, another 100 yards. Again with the advertising facing the traffic. Is number three. Across the road, literally just across the road, is number four. Again, see the traffic's coming this way, advertising this way. That's number four.
Crazy shit, folks. Wonder what they're for. Sudden adult death syndrome, of course. Nothing to do with the jab, folks. That's all safe and effective. Massive floods in Australia as well. Where I live, actually, all around southeast Queensland, there's been massive floods. I was speaking to my landlord at the house that I live in just a couple of days ago. He was saying that he has had no electricity in his house for a week and no internet for 2 months. 2 months with no internet out there in my house, folks. Imagine if I would still be there. You wouldn't be getting these walk and talks. I know they're a little few and far between as it is. It's been kind of down to one a week lately, just because I've had so much on. And a lot on my mind as well. A lot of what, you know, going on in Gaza still has really been playing on me. It's been very difficult for me to sleep through this whole incursion into Gaza. And it's just continuing. Massive amounts of deaths, around 30,000 dead now by official figures, probably a lot more. You know, Israel keeps posting proud photos of Hamas terrorists that we've caught, which just appear to be civilians, you know, tied, blindfolded, tied with their hands behind their back, forced to lie face down on the floor, which is torture in itself. Israel, by official figures, has now tortured 7 Palestinians to death over the last 3 months. I expect that figure is actually a lot higher as well. I mean, I've shown you some of the videos of stuff they do to these people. That one guy who was put in jail for 17 years for throwing a stone at a tank and came out severely mentally handicapped just from being tortured all the time, having dogs set on him, and they're terrible. The amount of Israeli propaganda, how we're sending all of this food aid in there and doing all these things to help the Gazans because we're not targeting the people of Gaza, we're targeting Hamas.
Israel does not limit the amount of humanitarian aid that can enter Gaza. Since Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, over 6,500 trucks of humanitarian aid have entered Gaza, carrying almost 70,000 tons of food, thousands of water trucks, 11,000 tons of medical supplies, and approximately 14,000 tons of tents and shelter equipment. We are at war with Hamas, not the people of Gaza.
And this is all bullshit. This is just all propaganda shots of all this food that they've got there that they'll be sending off to the Israeli stores and shit. None of this is going into Gaza, folks. So we've sent in 1,000 trucks and we've sent in all this water aid and we've sent in all this stuff and they haven't done anything like that. They're basically just killing everybody that they can.
فيه انه المجرم نتنياهو بيقول لبايدن بيقول له انا خايف في 2 مليار عربي ومسلم خايف يعني يتدخلوا فقال له بايدن هذول 2 مليار عربي ومسلم اذا بيقدروا يدخلوا كاسه المي هاد يخلف عليهم وهذا اللي بصير غزه تبعد عن فكره ابيها غزة بطل فيها شهيد غزة فيها العيلة كلها شهداء الأب الأطفال الزوجة الأحفاد الحفيد الجد غزة تبات غزة تبات وهي الأطنان من المساعدات أبو زيد خاله اللي بدخل كسب مال بدون ما ترضى إسرائيل سامحينا يا غزة والله ما احنا قادرين نعمل شيء سامحونا وانا بعرف غزة مش بس بدها اكل وشرب ومي غزة بشر بشر بدها تعيش زي باقي البشر في العالم كله هدول مش ارقام هدول 22,000 شهيد مش رقم هدول 22,000 شهيد كل واحد عنده في قصة في تاريخ في ماضي في حب في زعل في فرح في تعليم في زواج في مستقبل في أمل أمل شو أباد غزة إبادة وإحنا بس لليوم منحكي ندخل مساعدات ولا ما ندخلش مساعدات هذا هو اللي بنحكي فيه سامحينا يا غزة سامحونا يا غزة سامحونا ولا قادرين نعمل اشي كبيرنا اغنية وطنية وبوست على الفيسبوك شجب مستنكار من 70 سنة. سامحونا يا غزي، سامحونا.
One guy was even reporting how he was kidnapped, he was taken prisoner, they released him again, but he doesn't know where his wife or children are, and that when the Israelis come to an area, they just shoot anything that moves.
واخذ معي طفلين اللي هو 4 سنوات واللي هو 6 شهور، حتى الان ما بعرف شيء عنهم.
الجنود اخذوهم من قلب البيت؟
صحيح، من
البيت. حضن امهم؟
من حضن امهم صارت القتل عليهم، اخر شيء قلبشوها وحطوها على شقه وبعد اخذوا الطفلين وطلعوا فيهم.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff, folks, and planting bombs in corpses. So that if people come to collect dead bodies, they're loaded with explosives and it blows up a few more people.
خرجنا على دار الكلاني جنب دارنا، لقينا ولد صغير مالوش ولا بحاج لا بتنظيمات ولا بغيره، فاقعين قنابل في معدته، زلمه كبير خطيار حاطين قنابل فيه، تفجير تفجير فاجرين تفجير، وغير اللي فيه الدور ورانا دار في دور ورانا اعدام ميداني ناس كثير، في ناس مدارس عبد الملك بن مروان منطقه ابو الامين، هناك عندنا ناس اكثر من 50 شهيد مش قادرين نجيبهم، احنا شردنا في عجوبه طلعنا من المنطقه اللي كنا فيها، في اكثر في شهداء كثير وفي اصابات وفي ناس قاعده بتموت في قلب الدار، احنا شفنا ناس كلاب ايش بتلاقي في وجهه بقتل بني ادمين كله حرق، وفي دور بحرقوه حرق، يعني احنا طلعنا بعجوبه 4 ايام حصار لا شفنا مية ولا حد قلنا وين انتم، 4 ايام حصارين.
Genocide, folks. It's genocide. Ethnic cleansing. You know, ethnic cleansing takes many forms. So many people say, oh, if they were really ethnic cleansing, they would have gone in and bombed the shit out of the place in a couple of days. Well, no, it takes many forms. And Israelis enjoy the torture. They're also harvesting the organs of a lot of these people. I showed you on the last report, there were 80 bodies they dropped off in a mass grave. All these bodies had had organs taken from them. None of them were in good condition. Israel had harvested all their organs. Israel, again, I've showed you before, has the largest skin bank in the world. All of these parts, body parts and skin, it's all taken from Palestinians. Now, by official figures, over the last 75 years, there's been 5.1 million Palestinians killed by Israelis, Israeli terrorists, Israeli IDF, the IOF, Israel's occupying force, not their defense force, and 5.1 million Palestinians have lost their lives to Israel over the last 75 years. Think about the damage this has done, you know, and what they're doing in Gaza, you know, they don't want to just kill them, they're harvesting body parts, they want to terrorize them and torment them as much as they can, bombing refugee camps, they bombed another refugee camp the other day. And they bombed another one in northern Gaza, what is left of northern Gaza.
Ah!
Yeah, pretty drastic stuff, folks. And like I said, ethnic cleansing takes many forms. It isn't just killing the people, it's destroying the infrastructure, destroying the culture. All of this is listed as ethnic cleansing. And the excuses that they're using, they're saying, well, we've discovered that there's entrances to Hamas tunnels under every second house in Gaza. So our only option is to blow up every house in Gaza.
Those areas must be destroyed. And one of the things we exposed to the world after getting into the areas in Gaza that we try to find all those tunnels and underground metro city that Hamas has built, thanks to this great support of Iran, Qatar, the international community generosity, everything turned to be this horrible terror city. One of the things we realized that every school, every mosque, every second house has an access to tunnel. So this is, and of course, ammunition.
But that's an argument for destroying the whole of Gaza, every single building in it.
So do you have another solution how to destroy the underground tunnel city, that this is the place where the terrorists hide, where they have all their ammunition, and this is the rockets that are still fired on Israeli cities?
Yeah, this is a call for genocide, for ethnic cleansing. What else can we do? What else do you suggest we do? Or how about you stop putting the country under blockade and tormenting them the way you've been doing for the last 17 years and forcing them into a situation where they have to resist? Why can't you just let them live as normal, decent people and not steal their land? That would be a good idea. But no, of course, we can't do that because that's anti-Semitic to say that. Everything's anti-Semitic these days. They're saying they're going to release the Epstein client list, okay? And Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer of Epstein, is saying that releasing the client list is anti-Semitic, and why are you even worried about it? Because what you should be worried about is Hamas.
Now, the one point I do want to make is that I understand all the feminist groups and the radicals who think this is the worst thing in the world, that anybody ever had any contact with Jeffrey Epstein. Where are all those radical feminists when it comes to the Hamas rapes of young Jewish girls? Sexual abuse, beheadings. They are silent. The incredible hypocrisy of the Me Too movement. Me Too, except if you're a Jew. And I want to have a list of all the radical feminists who are pushing hard, and I understand that, to get all these names revealed, and I want to know how many of them have ever actually condemned Hamas for the rapes that we now know occurred and the murders that occurred? How many have been silent? And how many, like the National Lawyers Guild, have actually approved of what Hamas did? So let's put this in context.
Unbelievable stuff, folks. Unbelievable. You know, they're doing everything they can to distract from everything else that's going on. Look, the way they're escalating the war in the Middle East into a regional war, creating conflicts with Yemen, creating conflicts with Lebanon, trying to pull Iran into it. And Iran hasn't attacked another country in 275 years. Or the claim that Hamas is an Iran-backed terrorist organization. There's no way for Iran to get weapons into Gaza because Israel controls all the borders. If Iran is getting weapons into Gaza, well, how incompetent is Israel that it can't even control, what, four border crossings? Yeah, it's just ridiculous, folks. The whole concept, everything they're saying is ridiculous. You've got to remember with Israel, every accusation is a confession. All the things they are claiming Hamas is doing is stuff that they're doing themselves. There's still been no evidence whatsoever presented of rapes or beheadings, and yet we are still seeing people say there have been rapes and beheadings. And we're not seeing any evidence of this. Not one rape victim has come forth. You see all the propaganda saying, believe Israeli women. You know, why don't you believe Israeli women? You believe other women when they say they were raped. Why don't you believe Israeli women? Well, because no Israeli women have come forth and said, yes, I was raped. It's ridiculous. One lady came forth and said, oh, he raped me with his eyes. The only reason he didn't rape me was because his wife was there and she wouldn't let him. Just complete bullshit, folks. There's no evidence to support anything Israel is doing. But yeah, Alan Dershowitz coming out and saying, even looking at the Epstein list is anti-Semitic.
See, they don't want you to see the ethnic cleansing in Gaza, so they are trying to escalate it into a regional conflict so they can just ethnic cleanse Gaza on the side.
صباح الخير. كيف حالك؟ كويسة. ليش طلع حافية؟
بابا راح في القصر.
بوتك وين راح؟
في القصر.
طب وش بتعمل هالقد؟
ايه؟
ليش قاعدة في البرد في السقعة؟
بدي سقعة وين بدنا نقعد؟
وين بدنا نقعد؟ يا عمري انت.
And they don't want you to be focused on other things such as the Epstein client list, which is the most important part of the whole Epstein thing. It isn't a matter of catching Epstein, whether he died or not. It isn't a matter of capturing Ghislaine Maxwell and sentencing her and all this sort of shit. These are the things that they made a focus. What is important is who is on the client list, because all of these people are compromised. There are sex tapes of all of these people probably having sex with minors, and they've all been put into positions of power around the world, which means they're all compromised. They're all capable of being blackmailed, and they're all part of the same agenda because they're all pushing the same agenda. You know, you wonder why all the world leaders are working in lockstep to do this, even when it's so terrible. You're bringing all the migrants into Europe and all the stuff they're doing. Why are the leaders destroying our countries, people are asking? Because they all belong to the same club. They're all compromised. Most of them, you will find, are probably on Epstein's client list. They're all compromised, folks. So they're all scared of being exposed for the pedophile activity that they get up to, adrenochrome harvesting, all the shit they do. They don't want you to see that, so they're just following the same agenda. They think they're going to get a nice, cushy paycheck and a life on another Epstein island somewhere. I mean, a lot of the islands in the area where Little St. John's Island is, where Epstein was, these are all owned by very rich people. There's speculation that there are actually submarines that go between these islands, little portable submarines. I mean, you know, you're a billionaire, what are you going to do? Build a little 4 or 5 seater submarine so you can travel between islands and nobody knows what you're doing. Trafficking children through these islands, folks, there's a lot of this that goes on, and a lot of people are probably involved. You know, it isn't just Epstein. Epstein was hung out for a reason. He was hung out to dry for a reason. It was definitely Mossad. I mean, Mossad's behind a lot of what's going on. Mossad's behind ISIS. The bombing in Iran the other day as well. There's been so much going on. The bombing in Iran, there was like 200 people killed or 200 people injured. This is no doubt Israel. They're saying it's ISIS. ISIS has taken responsibility. And as I've shown you before, ISIS is Israel. The head of ISIS in Libya was an Israeli Mossad agent, special operations agent, by the name of Benjamin Ephraim. This is well-documented stuff. The whole concept that Israel is pushing at the moment, that Hamas is ISIS, is ridiculous. You know, Israel was always a huge ally to ISIS, supplied them with logistical support, supplied them with field hospitals, supplied them with weapons. Their excuse was, well, ISIS and Al-Qaeda have never directly attacked Israel, and because we're so humanitarian, we don't like to see people injured on the battlefield, so we'll even help ISIS because we are just such good people. That was their excuse. Like, it's insane, folks, the way they push everything backwards. They were helping them because they run ISIS. ISIS is an Israeli operation. Hezbollah, that they're talking about now, they want to go and attack Hezbollah. Hezbollah fought hugely against ISIS, bitter enemies. ISIS made threats against Hamas, said they wanted to destroy Hamas because ISIS is Israel. Now they're claiming Hamas is ISIS. It's just absurd, folks. Israeli propaganda and everything is backwards. All of the things they accuse the Palestinians of doing is backwards. They're saying, even now saying, we're not ethnically cleansing Gaza. We're not committing genocide in Gaza. Hamas is committing genocide against Israel. We've got this many people displaced and stuff. Most of the people left and went to Ukraine. You know, it's just all backwards. Everything they say is backwards, folks, and just continues and it continues and it continues. But like I said, ethnic cleansing takes many, many forms. And destroying the culture, saying there never was a Palestine, genociding Palestine, saying that Palestine has no right to exist, claiming that all the land from the river to the sea is Israel, this is ethnic cleansing. They're going through in West Bank, doing terrible things in West Bank. They're destroying buildings in West Bank, destroying mosques in West Bank. A couple of days ago, they knocked down the monument to Yasser Arafat in West Bank. again, folks, this is ethnic cleansing. This is destroying the culture of the country that you are at war with. And it isn't a war. It's not even a conflict. It's ethnic cleansing. It's genocide.
And we are going to kill them all because these are not human beings. These are animals. And even though animals, wild animals, kill for food, not for fun. And what they have done changed the whole perception. They are not any counterpart to deal with. They are the enemy in the worst. And they are not, again, it's not between Israel and Hamas. It's between the evil and the, I would say, the West values in the world. They are not entitled to live anymore.
You know, if Hamas was even involved of the attack of October the 7th, you know, if Hamas really was there and people really were kidnapped, which I just have to wonder about the whole thing, even if that was the case and Hamas did do this stuff and break in and steal these people, Israel allowed it to happen. I mean, if Israel wasn't running the whole show, then Israel allowed it to happen. That's very obvious. All of the people that they're claiming are dead and beheaded babies, they're still claiming raped women and beheaded babies, and yet there's been no proof of any of it. You know, all the people, they're saying they burnt them alive. These people that they're showing you in these vehicles aren't burnt. These are incinerated, folks. These are, you know, human bodies don't burn very easily. You don't burn a body to that degree just by setting a car on fire. It doesn't happen. Your cars don't even burn that easily. To do that type of damage to a vehicle and to a body requires some pretty sophisticated weaponry, something like a Hellfire missile. Hamas do not possess Hellfire missiles, and even if they did, what are they, firing these things from paragliders? They're using handheld missile launchers, relaunching Hellfire missiles? I doubt it, folks. We have footage of Israeli helicopters strafing the area with Hellfire missiles. I mean, I've shown you this stuff before, but there's every evidence that it was done by Israel. Great report came out by Max Blumenthal, who's a Jew, and he's been a scathing critic of everything that's going on. He's put out some really, really good reports. And that video that I played you at the intro of my last video report about how Israel constructs all its lies and how it's Zaka and the companies that are behind it that are making a lot of money out of advertising the worst atrocity when none of them actually happened. That was basically based on an article by Max Blumenthal. And he's been doing some really good work on this and exposing all this stuff. And he goes through it in this article and he shows you that these bodies are burned by Hellfire missiles. They're not burned by Hamas. It's not possible for Hamas to have done this. And Israel, like it shows you in that little video before, like the guy said, they're just shooting anything. They're shooting everything and everything that they can. Their main target is children. They were in West Bank the other day. They were ransacking a children's toy store. Thank you. What would you do that for, folks? I mean, it's just sick what these people do. They took a photograph of themselves, a couple of Israeli soldiers, in some child's bed. Undoubtedly, they'd just killed the child. And so they thought they'd take a little party shot in his bed. And it's just incredible what these people do and the depths of psychopathy. Sitting there blowing up residential suburbs and smiling about it, making jokes about it.
אנחנו גדחן 271 במסר לחמאס. למרות השביעי באוקטובר, למרות עשרות ימי לחימה ברצועה, אנחנו מוכנים לדבר על סולחה, על חשיבה מחדש, בנייה מחדש, שיקום הרצועה.
ארבע, שלוש, שתיים, אחד.
Just really, really sick stuff, folks. Saying, oh, these are Hamas tunnel networks. No, they're not. They're just setting charges through buildings and just blowing up entire residential suburbs. Ethnic cleansing. You know, there's 9,000 Palestinian children now who have limbs missing in the last 3 months. They've had amputations, missing arm, missing leg, missing hand. All these amputations have been done without medication, without painkillers, generally on hospital floors. You know, you can't even call it an ICU anymore because of the state of the ICU. Bodies on floors, children on floors being operated on while they're lying on tiles with no anaesthetic. Incredible stuff that Israel is doing to these people while claiming it's the victim the whole time and literally saturating Twitter or X with Israeli propaganda. Still plastering pictures of, you know, bring them home, the hostages. There's no hostages. If there were any hostages, Israel was blowing them all up by now anyway from carpet bombing the place. It's just remarkable what's been going on there, folks. Just absolutely remarkable. And for all the Christians in the United States that are still supporting this, they're also attacking Christians in West Bank.
What the hell is wrong? Did you like what I saw? Come on!
Come on!
Yeah, if you're a Christian, I mean, you've got to ask why you're supporting Israel. I mean, remember that video that I played you like a month ago, where there was that Israeli news reporter basically saying, yeah, look, we're going to go to war with everybody. We're coming for you all. We're coming for Lebanon. We're coming for everybody. If you stand against us in America, we'll come for America. We don't care. We'll come for the whole world. If you're anyone out there who supports Palestine, you're basically a target for Israel to come and get you.
אנחנו באים לעזה, אנחנו באים ללבנון, אנחנו נבוא לאיראן, אנחנו נבוא לכל מקום. תביאו בחשבון כמה אנחנו הולכים להרוג מכם וכמה אנחנו הולכים לבצע בכם על כל אחד מ-1300 האנשים שרצחתם, שדדתם. לא ראיתם מספרים כאלה בדברי ימי האומה הערבית. אני מעדכן אתכם שזה בא. למקרה שאתם מבולבלים, אני מעדכן אתכם שזה בא. מספרים שלא דמיינתם שאפשרי, אפשר בכלל להגיע אליהם. ואנחנו מוכנים להיכנס לבידוד בינלאומי, ומוכנים להריב עם ארצות הברית, ומוכנים להריב עם כל העולם ואחותו. כמה שנצטרך עד שכולכם, כולל כל התומכים שלכם, תעלו לפגוש את אללה, אנחנו נהרוג. שיהיה ברור, שיהיה ברור, זה המצב בישראל, זה הסנטימנט. אז תחגגו ברשתות החברתיות, תעשו פרי פלסטיין, תעשו את כל המסכנות שלכם, ואנחנו נבוא להשמיד אתכם. להשמיד. להשמיד. תעבירו את זה, תריצו את הסרטון הזה, שיראו...
Remember that? That's the attitude of these people.
You have 6 billion idol worshippers who makes God angry every second of their life. Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Tibet, Nepal, Thailand. So many. India alone is 500 million. China is 2 billion. So many. 2 billion Christians, which are idol worshippers. Between Chinese, Hindus, Buddhists, and Christian, at least 6.5 billion people are idol worshippers that according to the Torah do not have the right to live. Idol worshipper goy, it's death penalty. Not only Jews. Even a goy who bow down to an idol, who believe in JC, deserve death penalty.
And yet your governments are supporting them in this genocide of Gaza. Which, as I said, invalidates all of our governments. This is ethnic cleansing. And look what they've done to your own country, bringing all these migrants in. The migrant situation still in Lampedusa is just out of control. And remember, all these people are coming through into Europe. Rapes, killings, just attacking women. Insane stuff that's going on right through Europe, right through the UK, right through Ireland. Just insane stuff, all done by our governments because they're all playing the same tune, folks. They all belong to the same club. How are you going to stop it? Well, that's got to be done by us. I mean, obviously, the police aren't going to do it. The police aren't going to arrest them. Well, perhaps the police can't arrest them because they need someone to come along and press charges before they can act. Of course, I'll tell you that you can't press charges against a politician. So, you know, it shows you that there is no law. The fact that our governments are doing all this shit shows you that there is no law, folks. And they're really, really trying to push things. They want to push things into worldwide war, and they want to push things into civil war in our own countries as well. So it's a really delicate situation, which is why non-compliance is always the best option. You know, don't get violent. Just stop complying with your own slavery and just do something else. Support your community instead of what the government says. Then if they come along and get violent towards you, well, you may need to engage in some counter-violence to repel that terrorist attack. Because this is terrorism. What the governments are doing and what the police do to our societies is terrorism. Terrorism being defined as violence or the threat of violence carried out against civilians, often for political reasons. This is what the legal system in our countries does, and it's what the police in our countries do all the time. So I think I see a way out, folks. You know, stop complying with your own slavery and realize what is going on here. I mean, it's really getting ridiculous, folks, and the answer lies with us because the answer has always laid with us. Sorry about the noise of the whippersnipper, folks, but that's just the way it goes. They're still cleaning up around here. But I think that's about all I've got on my list at the moment to talk about. But I just think it's remarkable
how much human consciousness has changed. Some of the stuff we're doing, there's a woman I saw on X saying she wants to sue her school because the school asked her to please stop her child licking his hands in class. And she's like, well, my child identifies as a cat. You're not allowing him to be what he is. And so she wants to open a lawsuit against the school. I mean, this is how stupid our society's become. And she's asking, are there any other more stupid people out there? So you can support me in this so we could do a class action so I don't have to cover all the cost myself. Because people need to express themselves. It's unbelievable. You're delusional, and so you want to sue anybody who won't support your delusion. I have to change the way I view the world and view the world through your delusional eyes for you to feel like you're supported. It's remarkable, folks. I mean, like I said, 5 years ago, you couldn't even write a film with this type of script. It's like Black Mirror on steroids. It really is. It's just ridiculous how far they've taken things. Oh yeah, John Pilger died on the 30th of December as well, folks. Very, very sad day. John Pilger was a great man who did some great work, was very outspoken for the Palestinian cause for much of his life. Interesting, 20 years ago, he wrote a book called Palestine is Still the Issue. And here it is 20 years later when he died, and Palestine is still the issue. And it is such an important issue, folks, because as I've said so many times, if we don't heal it, then the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. And we're seeing this being put in place in all of our countries now. You know, with this migrant influx, you know, the way they're still going around, people are just destroying shops everywhere. You notice that? People just walk into stores and just start smashing shit up. They get away with it because new laws that are put in place or whatever, the police don't come. I mean, you know, someone comes into your store and starts doing that to your store, you should have the legal right to just be able to walk over and knock them out and then call the police and have them arrested and sued for damages. But they've changed all that sort of stuff now. I mean, you can't do that. If you do that, they'll call it a racial attack. It's remarkable. It's just incredible how strange the world has become. And you've got to see what's being put in place. You know, they're going to destroy the world externally through the World War III that they're trying to start. But they're also going to destroy it internally by bringing all of these migrants in and blaming it on World War III. You know, like I've said before, all of the pro-Palestinian marches, all of the marches, anti-genocide marches that are happening, are all being portrayed as pro-terrorist Hamas marches. And that all of the brown people that the governments have brought into your country, the mass migration program, they're going, well, how are you liking it now? These are all Hamas terrorists and all Muslim terrorists that your government is bringing into your country. Why are you allowing them to do it? Like, they're pushing for civil war as well. They're pushing for an uprising of the people, a violent uprising of the people, because they know how to deal with violence. That's the whole play. That's why our police have been militarized the way they are. You know, I said this back in 2014. I went around the world in 2012, and I went to a park in London, Richmond Park, I think, in the outskirts of London. And the police were there, bobbies, little blue shirts and little pointy helmets with their little batons, you know. And I went back there in 2014, and they were in black Kevlar, wearing body armour, and they had machine guns. And they were dressed in the same uniform that I'd seen in Australia, that I'd seen in Netherlands,
that I'd seen in, across Europe, seen in South America, the same uniform. And I said back then, ah, here is the new world order police. This is a worldwide thing. They're all starting to wear their uniform now, and they're all getting militarized because of what's coming. Yeah, and here we are. So, you know, they've got everything in place for them to do exactly what they're doing, but they want to undermine everything, both within and without our countries. And I've often said the only way you're going to bring down the United States is to bring it down from within. It's already been heavily infiltrated. And, you know, sure, there may be a way, because the Americans have a lot of guns. If they could organize themselves, maybe they could take their country back. But I still believe the best way is to not be the instigator of violence, but to simply stop complying with your own slavery. Get your communities together and get back in touch with what it means to be an American. You've got the numbers, you've got the weapons, you've got the will to do this. It's all there in your constitution, everything that you need to do in the Declaration of Independence. And then if the government sends its henchmen around to get violent with you simply for standing up for what it means to be an American, then again, the fault is on them, and you are perfectly entitled to counter violence under your constitution. It's perfectly legal, and not only is it legal, it is expected, it is demanded. If you want to keep your country, you really have a duty to respond to the tyranny that has overtaken it. It's being run by a foreign power, folks. Israel controls the United States. And it's being used to destroy the world, to destroy all of the Middle East. Now, the lies and bullshit that we're seeing come out through this whole incursion into Gaza, which again, do not dare call a war, do not dare call a conflict. It's neither of those two things. It is genocide, it is ethnic cleansing. It's being done very, very deliberately. And that should be obvious to anybody with eyes to see. You don't believe in the propaganda that they're feeding you, folks. Just don't believe any of it. Like I said, I think that's all that I have on my list here, folks. I mean, it's just terrible what's going on there. That's why I've got to keep some sort of focus on it, because of the significance of this. If we lose Palestine, and, you know, they've rendered the place uninhabitable, it'll have to be completely rebuilt. You know, are they going to allow the Palestinians to do that? You know, they're saying, well, Hamas won't surrender, and we can't allow Hamas to stay in control, so therefore we're going to have to govern it ourselves. So therefore, all the Palestinians have to leave. They want to bring in someone like Tony Blair to negotiate with countries about relocating the Palestinians. Because this is another bit of propaganda Israel pushes, saying, you know, why won't any of these countries accept Palestinians? Why won't Egypt or Jordan accept Palestinians? Because they're all terrorists. And Egypt and Jordan have both said, no, we won't negotiate with you about a means of displacing the Palestinian people out of their country. The Palestinians want to stay in their own country. It is their land. They don't want to become refugees. They don't want to just suddenly pack up and leave, because that will, if they do that, that is disrespectful to all the people who died trying to preserve Palestine and preserve the Palestinian spirit. Everybody who fought and died to protect and keep their lands will have fought and died for nothing if the Palestinian people just get up and leave. This is part of their culture. This is deeply ingrained into their culture. That's what they call everybody who dies a martyr, because they died for a cause. They died for a reason. They died for you to be able to keep your land. And the Arab countries around Palestine are saying, no, we don't want Palestinian refugees, because we won't negotiate with Israel on how to relocate the people who own the land off their land. And Israel plays this to say, oh, no one will accept Palestinian refugees because they're all terrorists. They know what happens when the Palestinians come. No, we know what happens when Jews come to our country. They fuck things up the way they always have. Well, they did with every country that they went to, why they were expelled 1,030 times from different countries. And again, folks, there's a great video made by Rents.com. It's called 1,030 Jewish Expulsions. I think that's what it's called. Or I think it might be just called Jewish Expulsions. Great video, folks. 2 or 3 minute video, and it shows you just how many times they've been evicted from different countries and why. And as I've showed you before, the reason they got evicted from Germany, I mean, they got evicted back in 1933. Hitler moved most of the Jews out of Germany down to Palestine in the transfer agreement. But there was a plan put forth by a man called Theodor something or other, I can't remember, Theodor Kaufmann maybe, and it was a plan to ethnically cleanse Germany of Germans. They wanted to kill all the German people and take over the German country. Great position, great industries, good steel industry, a lot of good technology in Germany, and they wanted that place for themselves, and they planned to ethnically cleanse Germany, and they called it the final solution. Now, where did we hear all that before? We were told that Germany tried to ethnically cleanse the Jews in what they claim was the final solution. The term was actually made up by a Jew, and it was applied to the Germans after Hitler moved them all out in 1933. They weren't real happy about it. You know, Balfour Declaration, they wanted Palestine in World War I. England reneged on the deal. Hitler sent them all down there in 1933 just to get them out of Germany because they were doing their best to destroy the German economy again. And they were also polluting the minds of the German people with pornography and transgenderism and homosexuality, all the stuff they've done to the West. You know, I mean, remember the owner of Pornhub, the biggest porn site on the net, probably, is a rabbi. I mean, what's a rabbi doing owning Pornhub? Kind of makes you wonder, folks. It really does. You can see what all this is about, folks. The undermining of morals, the undermining of cultural appreciation of all of our countries. Now, most Westerners hate the West. They see the West as, I mean, good in some ways, but, oh, look at all the terrible stuff we've done. White people are taught to hate themselves and go and kiss the feet of black people. Black people are taught that they invented everything when they didn't. It was all invented by Europeans. You know, it's remarkable how the world's changed in the last 4 years. All through this COVID narrative, this mass formation, you know, they figured out if they just present an agenda and present something as truth in a certain way, then everyone will just follow along. When they claimed there was a virus, we're going to just lock you down for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Then it became mass vaccinations, then it became this, then it became transgenderism. Suddenly you can be any gender you want. Suddenly there's more than two genders and you can be anyone you want. Now you can be a cat, now you can be whatever you want. Now black people are the ones who invented everything. Everything has gone backwards. Everything has gone upside down to what it was 5 years ago. It's remarkable, folks. Just as so much information was coming out. You know, and with control of the internet and control of the flow of information, I mean, it all makes sense how they're able to do this. But it's just freaky to see how many people have gone along with it. Like I said once, you know, some of the evidence that I had coming out of Russia indicated, this was back in 2017, 2018, a lot of this evidence, the research that I was looking at indicated that 90 to 99% of people aren't real people. They're already in a mainframe somewhere. They're just driving around in biological avatars. That game that came out that I spoke to you about recently called Replica, I'll put a link below where you can go download the demo of the game if you want. It's like 26 gig download. You just walk around. It's just a demo, and you just walk around this level. Of course, you're a black woman. But it's nothing to actually play in the game. You're just speaking to NPCs. You're just walking around talking to people on the street. Kind of interesting. So it's just a demo to try the AI out, I guess, and see what the conversations are like, see whether they can, you know, suck people into it or whatever. But it's interesting, some of the conversations that you're having. And like I said, you've got to wonder if that's what they're doing with people's consciousness or if this is simply a precursor to it. It's quite small levels on the game too, folks. If you get in the game, you may not know this, if you get into the demo and you start going around, you can actually click X to go into fly mode. If you fly around the arena, when you get to a matrix wall, it'll be a green wall like the Matrix, and you can't go past that wall. If you get to that matrix wall and then you simply, and you're in flying mode, and then you simply turn around and put your back to the wall, and then click yourself out of flying mode, you'll find that you're on the other side of the wall. So the game is actually, or level is actually a lot bigger than what it looks like it is when you first go in there. Just a little tip for people. I've kind of had a bit of a look around it. I get bored with these sort of things quickly though, folks. But it is interesting. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they could actually do this and this wasn't a precursor to it. Perhaps they're... I mean, imagine if they actually had... This is highly speculative, folks. Imagine if they actually had led some forms of actual consciousness into this game, and they were sending people in there to talk to them to see if their memory would be triggered at all, their memory of what actually happened.
Remember that film, I don't know whether you saw it, Selfless. It was about old dying people jumping into young bodies. They were told that these bodies were clones, they were grown, but it turns out they were stolen bodies, and the consciousness had been kind of buried within the body, and they were actually stealing someone else's young body to live their life again. Yeah, that sort of a thing. I wonder if that's what a lot of this is about, just to see how foolproof it is, to see whether they've actually pulled off how to do it. Yeah, like sending it out there as a demo and getting people to test it for them is the best way to see if they've succeeded with what they wanted to do, if they're doing something like this. You know, it would be the logical thing to do, get millions of people out there interested in this demo, get them to download it and run the test for you. Wouldn't surprise me, folks, if that's what they're doing. I mean, anything's possible with these people, they're nefarious. This has been really cleaned up through here, this is nice. Getting cleaned up for an Acapulco, folks. Again, an Acapulco is happening in about a month from now. Not very far, folks, about 4 weeks from now, 4 or 5 weeks, an Acapulco. Some people have been writing to me asking about accommodation and stuff. Very difficult for me to know, folks. I mean, I don't know. I don't get out and sort of wander around much. I would suggest there's a place in Bonfil near the Secret Garden called Chimamas. It's a restaurant. Chumamas. Chimamas. And the guy who owns that restaurant actually owns a hotel in the same area. I don't know how many rooms it's got, but it's got a few. And you might find you can get some accom there. If you ring Chimamas and just ask him if he knows somewhere else. If he hasn't got any accom, ask if he knows any other places in Bonfil. Because I don't want to send you down a bad pathway, and I don't really know much about accommodation in the region. I mean, I sort of get permanent places. I get 3 or 4 month lease on it, 6 month lease, and I stay there for a while. Even the place I'm in now, I'm just about to renew the lease for another 3 months. I've got to go travelling and do a few things. I've got to go to Europe in March. I've got a bunch of stuff I've got to do. So I want to make sure I've got a stable place here while I'm away, so I've got somewhere to come back to, somewhere to leave all my stuff and somewhere to come back to. So, but I would just suggest doing that, folks. And a lot of people have been inquiring as well about this, about accommodation and Acapulco, and can we catch up at an Acapulco? And yeah, I'll definitely be available this year at an Acapulco, folks. There's actually a lot of talk with some friends of mine at home. They're really trying to convince me into opening a bar for 2 months, you know, starting in the next few days or next week and running it until March, just so we've got a place to go and party after the conference. There's a chance I may even do that. I may, I don't know yet. I'm going to go and check the place out this afternoon and see if it's possible. But if I do, I'll be doing it with other people, which means I'm not going to have to be there the whole time. And, you know, things can probably run a lot smoother than what they were last year. Last year I was so exhausted, I didn't have time to chat to anybody because I was asleep when I wasn't basically at the venue. You know, I had to do hours in at the bar because you've got to open it, you've got to close it, it's kind of your baby, so you've got to look after it. But then you're coming to the conference as well, and walking down here, and it's hot every day, and it was just, I didn't get a chance to talk to anybody last year, but that will be very different this year. I'll be spending a lot of time at the conference. Even if I do end up reopening some sort of a bar for a month or two while I'm here, I'll still be spending a lot of time at the conference because, like I said, I won't just be the only one running the bar. If I do end up doing something like this, I'll be with other people. This looks more like the old Secret Garden that we know, doesn't it? It's been so sad to see the destruction around the place. Sad to see the destruction in all of Acapulco through this whole hurricane event, but I guess that's just the way it goes. Very sad though. Nice lily pond here, folks. You gotta love this place. It is such a nice place, nice area, nice people. Yeah, so when you really start looking at things though, you know, you see that this is a spiritual battle more than anything. As I've said, the more you comply,
with all this bullshit, climate change, breathing is the problem. We always said to you, you're the carbon they want to reduce, this whole carbon footprint thing. We're carbon-based life forms. If they want to remove carbon from the earth, then they want to remove all life from the earth. All of this stuff is carbon. All these plants, all the insects, all the animals, the birds, the bees, everything, you, we are all carbon-based life forms. If they want to remove carbon, that means they want to remove life. They're claiming breathing is the problem. Now, the problem is politicians' breathing is the problem. The problem is that when they breathe, they bring air into their lungs, and then when they exhale, they just spew lies every single time, and they blame you for all the bullshit that they're constructing around you. I got a message from someone in Adelaide the other day, and they said the skies in Adelaide like chemtrailing like you wouldn't believe. I asked him if he could send me any photos. I don't know whether he's managed to do so. Who knows, I might have some to include in the video. But when I come from Adelaide, I was born in Adelaide. I remember days in Adelaide around this time of the year that were like 100 degrees, 102, 103 degrees, quite common. Adelaide is a very, very hot place in Australia, folks. It's right on the edge of the Simpson Desert. It's not over on the east coast, so you don't have humidity. You've got a very, very hot, dry desert heat. It gets quite cold at night. You can have cold nights and excruciatingly hot days. Well, I remember a time in Adelaide when we had a dust storm when I was a kid. We used to have a white house, and it was white chalky paint on the house. We woke up the next morning, the entire house was red, bright red. It was remarkable. Mum had to repaint the entire house. It was incredible. But yeah, it's very, very hot this time of the year, and there were people, he's saying he knows someone at his work who bought an air conditioner for summer. He ended up having to sell it, and they've literally had the fire on. It's been so cold in South Australia, in Adelaide. Of course, the government will be trying to say, oh, this is climate change, it's because you're breathing. And that you look up in the sky, and he said the chemtrail activity has been next level. He's never seen anything like it. X's and planes doing U-turns and right-hand turns and all sorts of stuff, you know, right-angle turns. Just stuff that you wouldn't do if you're a pilot out there actually flying. So, yeah, remarkable stuff, folks. So they're pushing it right around the world, trying to blame us for everything when it's the politicians. And like I said, you don't have to protest. You don't have to petition them. What you've got to do is simply refuse to comply and get along with your own life. There's been huge protests in the Netherlands, the farmers, tractors and stuff going in. Same in France, you're going and just spraying Parliament with sewage and shit. Which is, you know, I mean, it's great to do, but what you should do is just get back to your farming, do what you do best, and look after the community. Form your own organisation, your own co-op, so that, you know, we've all got a code. You know, if the police come and try to shut one of us down, then we all come out. Things like that, I mean, and have it linked to people in the city who support the farmers as well, so it's not just the farmers. So if the police try to shut anybody down for any of these climate change directives or steal their land or stop them farming or anything, you just dial one quick number and suddenly there's a flash mob. This is what needs to happen. Yeah, and again, if the police get violent, well, you know, you're entitled to counter violence, you're entitled to defend yourself. But it really shouldn't be us starting the violence, because violence is not the way through this, because violence is what they want. But I said they need to undermine all of our countries from within, and they've really set things up for this to happen. They've set things up for there to be a huge decline in 2024. and they've done a lot of the experiments as well. You've got to wonder what they're going to do with the 5G signal and electromagnetics and all this sort of stuff on people. Magnetics is incredible, folks. You know, there was a guy who put magnetic poles in his garden, and he got a 600% increase in his yield.
Up three paramagnetic towers, and they found that their yields increased by 600% in the first 3 years. Now, that's a fairly dry area, and obviously it was a fairly dry period. They were doing testing. Most of the other farmers were struggling to get a crop at all because of the drought conditions, and he got massive increase in yield, six times the yield to what normally they would expect in a good year. So that alerted him to the fact that the paramagnetic system that the ancient people used was even more effective today, where we know a bit more about husbanding the land from an agricultural point of view than they used then.
Remarkable stuff, folks. Magnetics are very important. Even when you look at how the body works, it all works on electromagnetism. Now, put this jab into people. They've done a lot of work to get this substance into people. What's it all going to do to them when they apply electromagnetic frequencies to it? You know, is that what we've seen? Is that what we've seen with the sudden deaths and all this sort of shit? There was a vaccination program 1 or 2 years ago as well. Mark Zuckerberg was involved. And they went out and they vaccinated all the wildlife, like billions of deer in the United States. They went out and vaccinated the deer. Why do you think they were doing that, folks? Oh, yes, we were doing it to protect them. But what we're seeing now is a virus that they're calling zombie deer virus.
Stories keep getting crazier and crazier, but I can tell you what I'm about to share has already happened in 32 American states. It sounds like a script for an apocalypse movie, but it's going on right now. Not too long ago, the Zuckerberg Charity Foundation funded the vaccination of over 100 million American wildlife. Some people asked why. We were told it was to protect them. Despite of these vaccinations, we're now seeing something called zombie deer virus. And what's really alarming is the CDC is not ruling out that it can jump from deers to humans. What is this virus? Walking around literally like a zombie with the nervous system completely being disrupted, drooling, lethargic, falling over, dragging on the ground, and eventually dying. What started with one deer and then a few deer is now in hundreds of deers and now in thousands of deers in 32 states across the country and also being found in other countries like Canada. Why is this happening all of a sudden? You can be the judge of that, but it's something to pay close attention to over the next few months.
Zombie deer virus. And saying that it has the potential to possibly be passed to humans. Well, of course it doesn't, because viruses don't do that. Viruses aren't even what they tell you. They're simply exosomes. Viruses are simply your body having a detox. It's not something that is transmissible. But now they've gone out and injected all these deer, and you're seeing this zombie deer virus out there, and they put that into your mind. Oh, it can be transferred to humans through the deer. Could be because you're eating venison, could be because you're out hunting in the wild, could just be because you're out walking through the forest, suddenly you contract zombie deer virus. Now, they've already put this jab into people. Well, this is pre-programmable mRNA done through hydrogel, and I've gone through it all. I mean, you could put just about anything, any type of payload within the nanotech, the little things, that what they're calling the spike protein. You put any type of payload in this, even multiple payloads that are released by different frequencies of the 5G network. Could be as simple as hitting someone with 63 gigahertz and suddenly a certain payload is released. Hit them with 56 gigahertz, different payload is released. Hit them with 1K, different payload is released. Could be as simple as that. Now they put this out there, they put the jab into everyone, they put it out there that this zombie deer virus is real. What are they going to hit people with next year and then say, oh, look, it's zombie deer virus. It has crossed over to humans and we've got to lock you all down again. You've got to wear masks, don't want to go into the forest, don't want to eat wild food, you've got to eat bugs, got to eat all this stuff, can't eat any of this meat. We're going to have to kill all the cows, kill all the sheep, kill everything, kill all the wildlife, kill any animal that is edible because we don't want you eating meat at all. And it's all because of zombie deer virus. I want to push vegan and insects, which really makes me question veganism. And honestly, I mean, I've seen vegan people. Some of them are healthy, but most of them are skinny as rakes. And I've seen recovering vegans who look healthy. You know, people like the Inuits, people like the American Indians, people used to live on, you know, a pound of buffalo flesh a day, used to live on just meat. Whatever you think of factory farming, it's terrible. You know, the whole dependency of our culture on meat when none of us go and hunt is deplorable, because it means we're all crocketarians, we're all eating off trucks, we're all involved in factory farming. Unless you're sourcing your meat from an organic butcher who has his own cattle and they slaughter them in humane ways, then you're involved in factory farming. You know, people who eat veal, this is terrible, one of the cruelest meats you'll ever eat. You get a little cow calf and put them in a little box so they can't move at all, and let them grow to a year old and then harvest their meat so it's really tender. Terrible, terrible way to do anything, folks. Terrible thing to do to an animal. You know, but even when you look at movies such as Avatar, you know, when the guy was out there hunting with a bow and arrow, the animal looked at him, they made eye contact. Animal had a chance to escape. He shot it and he won. And the girl looked at him and said, a clean kill. And these sorts of things are clean kills spiritually. Now, people who are involved in factory farming in the meat industry, yeah, this is soul destroying. You know, you really should be trying to source your meat from organic sources. I mean, personally, I hardly eat anything of anything. So, you know, when I do eat, well, I eat what I can. I'm what you call a intuitive opportunivore. You know, I'll eat the best thing available to me, or when it's available to me, regardless of what it is, the best, healthiest thing that I can see there. But I just don't do it very often. But I don't limit myself to one type of diet. I mean, even when I've gone into the jungle, I've met Shipibo people, and I've met people from all different cultures or tribal situations, and they come and offer you food. You kind of got to eat it, because it's rude not to. You know, so I mean, I've eaten insects in as much as I've eaten worms, like witchetty grubs. You don't eat the head, but I've eaten the body. There's these white worms about as big as your thumb that they barbecue in Peru. I've eaten them. It's a bit uncomfortable, but, you know, you do these things sometimes, folks. It's just, you know, when you're traveling and you're in those circles, you kind of do what the natives do. But, yeah, I mean, it's crazy, you know, and we've got to see that we are the way out of this. That's the thing. I mean, it's all very well for me to come on and do these shows and bring you news and give you my opinion of what's going on. But there's got to be a way out, and people fail to see that the way out is them. I've been bringing you this message for, you know, 16, 17 years now, folks. You know, change your perspective of the world and be able to adapt to any situation. I mean, when I left Australia, it was because I was able to adapt. I mean, it was a need to leave, an intuitive yearning in me that I had to leave, so I just did. As I've said, you've got to be able to face infinity without flinching. And people say, what is that? It doesn't mean standing there and just facing this storm and standing and weathering the storm. No, that's ridiculous. They'll kill you. They got more weapons than you, and there's usually more of them than there is of you. You know, your body is frail, folks. You don't want to get yourself killed for no reason. Facing infinity without flinching is being able to face a myriad of possibilities and simply do what needs to be done. Face an infinite amount of possibilities. The world could change into anything. You have no concept. It could change into anything at any minute. You have no idea what that could be. You need to be able to adapt to every one of those changes as they come. When I got the intuitive yearning to leave Australia, because I thought, I have to get out, something bad is about to happen. And if I stay here, it's not just going to affect me, it's going to affect everyone. And I saw how, if they did come for me, all of the people I got on my Skype list, I mean, they come for you, they take your computer. They take my computer, they take my online record of everybody I've ever contacted. I've been in contact with so many major players of the truth and freedom movements. I've been in contact with most of the major players in Australia. If they managed to take down me and my computer and my online history, they would get contact with so many people. They would get tabs on so many people. They would get the details of so many people. And I knew that they would paint them all. If they could paint me as some sort of a terrorist, which is why, like, they gave me my gun license. Why did they give me a gun license? Didn't give me any opportunity to pick up the guns, but they gave me the license, which gives me the ability to buy gunpowder and all sorts of stuff. So it gives them plausible deniability. They could easily put something in my hands and say, yes, this is what he was doing. He was about to stage a terror attack. Look, he's got all this gunpowder. He was building bombs, all sorts of shit. You saw what they did with the trains. And I would be too big a catch for them not to do that. And that's not blowing my own horn. It's just that I've been doing this for a long time. And I have lots and lots of contacts. And if you wanted to bring down the entire resistance in Australia, one of the best ways to do it would be to get someone like me, who's been doing it for 15, 16 years, who's got all the contacts, and then set me up as a terrorist making bombs or having 3D printed guns or whatever. Set me up as some very evil, nefarious person. And that way you would be able to paint all of my contacts with the same brush. Everybody that I've been in contact with, you could say this is part of a terror cell. And this guy was only able to get away with this for so long because he's not on the electoral roll and he doesn't use credit cards, he doesn't have any digital ID or any of that sort of stuff. So it shows why we need to tighten up all these areas. Would have been perfect, folks. But anyway, getting off track. You know, but when that happened, I had this intuitive rush. I just thought, well, they're going to come for me. That's why they gave me my gun license. And if they come for me, this happens. And all that stuff I just outlined to you came through my head. And I thought, wow, really? I have to go? But I'm totally set up here. I've got all my supplies. I've got everything ready. I've just spent all this money and get it. I've put in 3 food pantries. I'm totally ready to go and survive what's coming. And then I get this intuitive feeling that I have to leave. And I put it off for like 2 weeks. I put it off. I went online and I booked the flight, got it all ready. I was just about to click enter and pay. I went, nah, forget it. And I signed out again. Then a week later, I did it again. I actually booked the flight and I left 3 days later. And then a few days after I left, like a week after I left, the police go to my sister's house looking for me, saying they need to see me because I've been threatening to kill cops. Just, you know, ridiculous. And this is what they set the trains up for. I mean, maybe they did kill a couple of cops. Or maybe they didn't. Maybe they just used photos. Who knows whether these people existed. The pretty young cop woman and the young cop guy who loves puppies. You know, has to be puppies involved, folks. Puppies and children, they love that. That's what they're doing in Gaza. It's all puppies and children, isn't it? They're saying how, you know, you've got to save the animals. And meanwhile, what they're doing, like in West Bank, Israeli terrorists in West Bank are actually getting donkeys and cutting their heads off and hanging the donkeys on the fences of cemeteries. Crazy stuff, folks. They're even bombing cemeteries in West Bank. They're bombing cemeteries in Gaza. Unbelievable stuff, folks, what they're doing. But anyway, like, I had this intuitive feeling that I had to leave Australia, so I did. And that's what I mean about facing infinity without flinching. The knack of being able to face with serenity odds and circumstances that are not included in your calculations. And to be able to do what needs to be done, just step into it and do it. That's your new path now. With whatever happens in 2024, because things are going to get weird, you might find yourself suddenly displaced from your house. You might find yourself seeing that you're going to be displaced, but too afraid to move and do anything before they actually come and displace you. And yet if you just step onto the path, things will just unfold the way they're supposed to. You may get yourself out of harm's way. You may get yourself to a place you need to be. When I'm here in Mexico, I still don't really know what I'm doing. I haven't found anywhere that I would call home yet. I'm just kind of in rentals and just sort of drifting around the place. But I'm far better than I am in Australia, because were I in Australia, I would definitely have been silenced by now. And like I said, if they were to get me and get my computer and get all of my online history, well, they would find access to a lot of people in the resistance. Just people that have interviewed me, people whose radio shows that I've been on, just contacts that I've got, my email contacts, people who email me, people on my mailing list. I mean, a lot of people, folks. So it's best that they don't get that information. And I reckon if I'd stayed in Australia, they would not only have got that information, but they would have set me up the way they did with the trains. Yeah, and the same thing happened when I was in San Diego. I had that ticket back to Acapulco, and I decided now I'm going to change it. I'm going to go to Texas instead. And I went to Texas, and that night that I was supposed to come back to Acapulco, the hurricane hit right on my house in Acapulco. I destroyed the Secret Garden and most of Bonfila, most of Diamante, and most of Acapulco. Crazy stuff. You just these little intuitive things, and you just kind of step onto the path. As I've often said as well, folks, if you throw yourself to the wind, you can ride it. And why would you need to go home anyway? You've got a stake in the outcome. Why? Oh, I need to be here because I plan to be there. Don't make plans. This is why I hardly ever really make plans, folks. And plans I make are generally pretty open. When people have said to me, how did you do all the things that you've done if you didn't make any plans? And I said, well, it's because I'm just open to it. I throw myself to the wind and I just let things unfold the way they're supposed to. And if I didn't do that, I never would have done all the things that I've done because I would have had other plans, which is why I don't make plans. I just make vague plans. Like I plan to go to Europe in March. What will happen when I get there? I don't know. I plan to come back at some stage, but I don't know when that will be. I will just allow things to unfold while I'm there. I plan to go back to Australia as well at some stage this year. So I have been planning that for the last year, though, and it hasn't really worked out. But I still do plan to do it. You know, there's stuff I need to do there, folks. I've got a lot of stuff there. You know, I'm really feeling for my landlord at the moment, like having no electricity at the place and being without internet for 2 months. That would be crazy. But I've got a lot of stuff there at his place still. I've got a lot of stuff I want to sort out. And if you're watching, brother, thank you so much for letting me just leave it all there for this long. Thank you for looking after it, and, you know, I will be back eventually. Oh, yeah, another thing I saw, my nephew sent me. There's a film online called Leave the World Behind. I think I mentioned it a few shows ago. Apparently produced by Barack Obama. I couldn't see his name in the credits, but apparently he had something to do with it. Maybe I only skimmed the credits too quickly. But talks about a big a war event, the breakdown of our countries, basically. It talks about invasions, disinformation, a loss of the communication network, blah, blah, blah. But he sent me a review, someone had done of it, and they had loaded the video into Sony Vegas. And they were surprised because whenever they load a video into Sony Vegas, they just get a stereo soundtrack. When they loaded this video into Sony Vegas, they got three stereo soundtracks and a mono soundtrack in the middle of it all. So they got like four soundtracks. And they're going, what's going on here? This is something strange. Well, they got four or five soundtracks anyway. And they're saying, what's going on here? There's secret audio information here. And they were suggesting that it's something to do with the pulse. I mean, there's a scene in the movie where there's a pulse, there's a painting, which is obviously an audio wave. Couple of peak on the audio wave there, and they're saying, well, there's a hidden track in there. This could be some sort of a bioweapon that has affected everybody who watched the film. Yeah, like I said, interesting claim, and I suppose it's a possibility. But what you're looking at there with the four or five audio tracks is 5.1 surround audio. The one there in the center with the big thumps here and there, that's a bass track. And when there's a big event happening and they want bottom end rumble, well, that comes in on that track. And if you've got a 5.1 surround unit at home or attached to your computer or set up in your video room or whatever, you'll be quite aware of how front, back, center speakers and subs work. And that's the soundtrack that you're seeing there. It's actually recorded in 5.1 surround sound audio. You don't get that with a lot of movies you might download online, because you're genuinely downloading a pirated version. Most people are anyway. They're getting it from some, you know, movie server place, and it's all been mixed down into stereo. You know, if you were to go and buy the DVD of the movie or go to the website and actually buy the movie from the website, you would probably find that a lot of these files would come down in 5.1 surround as well. So, I mean, interesting claim that there's hidden subliminal trigger audio signals in the soundtrack of this film. find it to be a little bit difficult to deal with, though, folks. I mean, like I said, there's other reasons that you see audio tracks like this. I only noticed because I'm a sound engineer and I did work on films at Movie World Studios in Australia for like on and off for about 7 years. Worked on a bunch of films, folks. Gave me a lot of insight into how they do things. Because that was back when they used to actually make real sets and all that sort of stuff. It's all green screen now. Imagine half of those people that used to be pretty well employed at these movie studios and are all pretty much out of work. It'd all be green screen for most of the stuff they do. They don't even need to build sets anymore, folks. They just do it all with computer graphics. Most films are filmed inside in a soundstage. Even the outdoor scenes are filmed inside in a soundstage, just in front of a green screen. And they just got to get the actions right. And they basically put the surroundings around them. Pretty freaky how they do it. They can just build any scene they want. None of it has to be real. And it all looks real. It's funny how that works. So that's why a lot of people are saying, oh, there's no war going on in Gaza. It's all rubber babies and blah, blah, blah. Rubber babies and crisis actors and... You know, I already moved all the people out of Gaza. They're just doing this, so we'll throw money at them. Which is bullshit, folks. I've got friends on the ground in Gaza. Incidentally, I heard from my friend Nidal yesterday, 3rd of January. I hadn't heard from him since the 19th of December, but I heard from him yesterday. He's still alive. He said it's still very terrible what's going on in Gaza. I mean, they're bombing Rafah. They're bombing everywhere, folks. They're making it completely uninhabitable. That's what they're saying. Well, what choice do we have? There's tunnels under every second house. Of course, they're just telling you that and using it as an excuse to make Gaza uninhabitable. And like I said, they want to employ Tony Blair and get him to negotiate with countries and get them to accept Palestinian refugees. Ethnic cleansing, folks. You got that parasitic freaking bitch in the United States running for president, Nikki Haley, calling for ethnic cleansing of Gaza, calling for genocide. Lots of US politicians calling for genocide, folks. It's pretty disgraceful. But yeah. I mean, we do what we can, folks. We speak out against it. I'm sure a lot of people are sick of me talking about it. But as I said, folks, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. And they've put all the pieces in place. You know how they broke down the Nord Stream pipeline a year or so ago, 2 years ago? Set everything up for energy deficiencies in Europe. They've gone through and they've destroyed over 1,000 food processing plants in the United States through lightning strikes and random fires and God knows what else, planes crashing into buildings. Yeah, just ridiculous stuff. They've broken down all of the social structure through, I mean, people just going in and randomly destroying places and random shootings on the street and all sorts of really bad stuff going on in the United States. And going on in Europe as well, in attacks and, you know, the whole migrant invasion has really taken a toll on all of these countries. So there's a lot of this going on, folks. And they've set everything up in place and got it all ready for a complete collapse. And like I said, they're going to run this collapse while they're running World War III, really trying to bring Iran into it, as I said as well. Iran's still got a lot of really incredible structures in there, folks. There's temples and palaces in Iran. There's one palace, I can't remember the name of it, and it's basically lined with silver and jewels. It's the most amazing place you've ever seen. Yeah, this is the sort of stuff they want to destroy. You imagine Israel will go in there, the United States, run by Israel, will go in there, and they will bomb the shit out of structures like that. It'll be one of the first things they want to do, is carpet bomb cities that have structures like that in it. They want to destroy all trace of beauty in the world. They want to destroy all trace of old technology in the world, destroy anything of value in the world. That's why ISIS went in there and destroyed Palmyra, destroyed Aleppo, two of the most ancient cities in the world. Now they want to go in and attack Iran.
claiming that everything is that Hamas is doing is backed by Iran, which is complete bullshit. You know, Hamas is ISIS and it's all, you know, backed by Iran. At the same token, they'll say that the bombing in Iran just the other day was ISIS. They'll tell you Hamas is run by ISIS, or is ISIS, and Iran is backing Hamas, which means Iran is backing ISIS, and in the same breath they'll tell you ISIS just attacked Iran. And people can't see the theatrics of all this. It's Israel running the whole freaking thing, folks. And what the fuck is Israel even doing there in the middle of the Middle East, in all of these Arab countries? They're saying, oh, look, this is colonialism, this is cultural appropriation, this is ethnic cleansing, the fact that we Jews are not in any of these Arab countries. And there's this tiny little sliver of Israel right there in the middle of all these Arab countries trying to kill all the Arabs. It's been attacking the Arab countries ever since it formed itself and using the protection of the United States to get away with it. The United States sending it, you know, hundreds of planes full of weapons. 230 or 300 planes full of weapons have gone there over to destroy Gaza. Most of the military on the ground in Gaza are all mercenaries that come from other countries that have just jumped at the chance to go over there and kill children. And they attack children all the time, kidnapping children.
סיפר שהוא באחד הבתים שהוא נכנס, הוא שמע בכי של תינוקת והוא החליט שהוא מוצא אותה ושולח אותה לארץ.
מה, רגע, לרגע פספס איתך, הוא מצא את התינוקת בוכה ומה הוא עשה איתה?
הוא החזיר אותה לתינוקת עזתית והוא החזיר אותה לארץ.
הביא את התינוקת הבוכה לארץ?
כן.
Killing the parents and kidnapping the children, sending them back to Israel, God knows what they're doing to them. But they wouldn't be raising them Israelis because they're Palestinians. They hate Palestinians. They're like animals. That's what they say. And they all need to be eradicated. You've seen some of the stuff I've had there of these Israelis just talking about, oh yes, we need to kill all the Gazans. A young girl partying because she shot two Palestinians. She was, you know, like just acting like she got a new dollhouse or something.
I am kill two people Palestinian.
I don't believe you did that.
Boom, boom, two people.
Two Palestinians?
Yes.
And you're happy about it?
Yes, of course. I want to kill more.
It's ridiculous, folks. This is the mentality of these people. So, you know, it's important. So how do we deal with it? We deal with it by dealing with ourselves, by dealing with our own spirituality, realizing this is a spiritual battle. They're publicizing a genocide live on TV, and we're arguing over whether it's a genocide or not, rather than realizing that all Western governments are supporting this genocide. If you remove your support from Western governments, stop them sending funding and weapons over there, then you stop the war. You stop, and it's not a war, you stop the genocide. You know, I'm about to run out of battery, folks, so I'd love to talk to you more about this, but I'm about to run out of battery. Do come to an Acapulco this year. Again, if you want to go and buy a ticket, you can use my last name, Egan, as a coupon, and that will get you a 10% discount on your ticket. That's always a good thing, and I'll look forward to seeing you there, but I am about to run out of battery, folks, so I'll have to leave it there for now, and I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon, folks. The same thank yous that I give to everybody. Thank you to anybody who's sent me a kind email. Thank you to anybody who's ever sent any contributions to the Crow House. You people are the ones who make this happen. You're the only people who keep me going. I know it's been tight over Christmas, folks, but yeah, you're the only people who keep me going and keep this show in the air, especially since I came here and then shut on my bank accounts and all that shit that they did. And anything that I had saved up, like I turned into silver, which is all sitting in the safe back in Australia and I can't get to it. Crazy stuff. But anyway, that's the way it goes. And thank you to anybody out there on the front line who's speaking out and making a difference, folks, and leading by example in your own community, because that's really the best strategy. But anyway, folks, I'll leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on this report. Please stay very good care until we meet again. In like cash.